Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks out there have got a decision to make. They can either wake up and realize we're going into tyranny. There's no debating that if you knew history. Or you can just bet your life and your future on the New World Order. And I know why people want to rationalize, because you're not evil. And you don't understand. I've talked to these Obama supporters. Last one was really scary. I've got some more here. Henry and Grace and Colin and others. And we got Watson coming up with some big breaking news. The economy's going to hell in a handbasket by design. I mean, the day after he's elected, the same Wall Street banks put Obama in and gave him more money, almost 2-1 in some cases, well, 3-1 with Goldman Sachs, that they gave Mitt. Not because Mitt was good, but because Obama was the guy again. And now they say, oh, they don't like Obama, so they plunge the market. They're plunging it because they're getting ready to get you to accept a bunch of tax increases in the name of fixing it. It's so ridiculous. Let's go to one of these callers. Colin. Oh, no, Colin's not lined up first. Who's been holding the longest? Grace in Pennsylvania loves Obama, I guess. Go ahead. Tell me how much you love Obama.
Oh, okay. Can I say a couple of things and not be just put on hold or cut off?
Sure.
Okay. I voted for Obama because he's serious and sincere. He for equal pay for women, global warming, Pell Grants, making college affordable, and health care. And you know why your man Mitt Romney lost? Because he's a severe fake, he's a severe hypocrite, and he's a severe swindler. He would tell you enough half-truths and distortions to pull you in. And once you pulled in, and if you don't, and once you find out the truth, it's too late. You've been had. And
Ma'am, you had 1 minute. I'm going to get a minute, and then you get a minute. Hold on a moment. If you were actually listening, you heard me say over and over again, Mitt Romney was not my man, but that Obama supporters laugh at me. It's happened on the street now. At the store last night, and tell me your man lost. Ha, ha, ha. Listen, do you understand what I just said? Wall Street put more money into him than Romney, not because they liked Obama even over Romney. That was who they thought could con people better. And you sound like a seminar caller. The Democratic Party has these seminar calls. It's been known for 20 years where they give you a list. You're reading off a list. Now, I know you could either written that down off the news as a talking point, or someone gave it to you. Did you just hear me say that? I understand it's about your man won, my guy lost. I understand I'm not in the ball game. I'm outside of it. We're about getting outside the box. Do you understand that?
An alarmist, and you're a coward. You're a coward.
I'm an alarmist, and I'm a coward. Listen, ma'am, I just gave you 1 minute. I had exactly 1 minute. You just came back. Go ahead.
Why did you go over there and fight the terrorists over there? And as far as the debt ceiling, your man Ronald Reagan had raised the debt ceiling several times, and Obama only raised it 8. Bush, all the Republicans.
Wait a minute! Did somebody put a tweet out that you could call into a conservative show, and Democrats think this is a mainline Republican show? Ma'am, have you ever heard my show before?
Instill people with fear, and you go, and it's so to the point that they might want to act on. You ask those people who.
Oh wow, well, that is a talking point. Put her on hold. That is a talking point that I'm going to cause violence. Did you hear that? I need to just, like, not be scared of all this tyranny to everybody. Obama, 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 go quietly. You know, when freedom fails, are the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to peace appease are hung by those they tried to please. Dear, I'm going to ask you one last question. Have you ever actually listened to my show?
Swear the truth. You are speaking polarizing poison rhetoric every day. And it's tearing this country apart.
Do I need to be shut down?
Hey, it's freedom of speech, just like I'm speaking. But people need to know that every day you are speaking polarizing poison rhetoric. It's just like a cancer. You cannot. Oh, what you're doing is not right.
I'm like a laser beam burning out the cancer, honey. You know what? You know what? I know. I've done the research. I know I'm right. And I'm sorry for you. You sound so dumbed down. You've been drinking fluoride your whole life. I bet you were on baby formula brought up. I bet you your brain is probably half the size it should have developed. And I'm sorry the globalists did this to you. And ma'am, I'm going to fight for you, okay? I love you. I'm serious. I'm going to fight for you.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams is coming in to spend a long segment with us at the bottom of the hour, breaking down Prop 37. Do you really believe that the people of California who were 2-1 in polls wanting to label their food as GMO, do you really believe that the electronic voting machines let them vote? And that they voted to not have the food labeled when everything else is labeled. That is coming up. I am going to shake the show up, and I've said that. I'm going to start taking calls from socialists and communists and Obama supporters. We've got more of them, and I'm going to tell you, it's very entertaining. And to hear them read off a Democratic Party script and deny they want our guns and deny there's tax increases or deny there's death panels, and then we can play their own people calling for it. I mean, it really illustrates how dumb you've got to be to openly want socialism. Doesn't mean the Republicans are good either. They're dumb enough to think the Republican Party's going to save them, but at least they think, freedom is good and guns are good and abortion's bad. They get suckered by a corrupt system. But we're going to have to admit how much trouble we're in or have no hope. Now, I told you 10 years ago, because I saw C-SPAN, they said they were going to do it. Everybody's like, oh, they're never going to do that. And now they do. Highway checkpoints with TSA. The TSA now certifies police as if they're God. They go certified, actually trained, bonded people that you've now had a federal course. You can now stick your hands down people's pants without warrants. It's like a magic wand. Now, the TSA is now taking people to the private grope rooms to abuse them and strip search them and radiate them. They're moving the radiator machines, which they admit have been killing people, to the smaller airports that haven't had a chance to be barbecued yet, and moving a new form of radiation-emitting machine out that major studies show hurts people. You can look those up. So all of that is happening and going on. And Paul Watson, a couple months ago, he said, shouldn't we do what you and others called for a couple years ago, the national opt-out? And also because the TSA's own website admits you're allowed to film them. You're just not allowed to cause a disturbance. But they lie and say, oh, I'm going to arrest you if you do that. Oh, I'm going to, you know, whatever. They'll try to take your film. I'm saying, and we say in the article Paul wrote a month ago, that do it at your own risk, though, if you believe in freedom. I know we're going to go out and do it. It's film the TSA and opt out of the naked body scanners. And I think, Paul, you should get a report as part of that article that I know you're going to relink in an article we're putting out in about 30 minutes with some other big breaking news to the last article about the national opt-out film campaign. And maybe I create text that I can have my graphics crew create a nice flyer with quotes out of New York Times, Associated Press, with scientists saying the machines give you cancer, both the old ones and the new ones, and then have folks hand that out, you know, to people at the airport. And they'll say no soliciting. You say, oh, I was just warning someone, you know, go hand a few out. When they say leave, you know, don't confront them, leave. And, of course, they may break your neck for it. I mean, the country's not free anymore. But Dondi had a bunch of TSA people recognizing when he was flying back from Rhode Island to see his family. He went up there to take care of him during the storm. And he said they all surrounded him, asked for autographs, said they loved the show, and that this is just a job for them, and they don't like being told to do what they're doing. And that's an important point I want to make now and go to Watson. Whatever you do, this is so important. Understand that we tend to blame the TSA at a primitive animal level. I do that too. Everywhere I go, they want my autograph, and they say, look, I've been here 5 years. It's the job I've got. It's actually pretty good paying. I try to, you know, we try to not follow things. We want to unionize, and it's the supervisors. Well, that's who likes to abuse. That's who likes to rob. That's who they keep catching robbing everybody. That's who they put in. We've had insider TSA people blow the whistle, and they recognized their voices and came after them, where they actually, you heard the news say they don't do the background checks? No, they do them and then hire you when you're some type of criminal. Hitler did this, Stalin did this, Lenin did this, Mao did this. This is how they do it. So, we cannot blame the TSA in the final equation because that just makes the better ones end up leaving and then all you've got is the bad. That's part of the plan. In the final equation, it is the Congress who acts like they don't know about it when they did this and the executive branch and Obama who's accelerated it. Let me tell you, his Justice Department, big sis, that woman is the one in there honchoing the in your pants and all the humiliation. It turns out they do that to the male. They've been settling the lawsuits that the men of the Justice Department say it's ruled by a bunch of crazed women. And we know about those type of cults. Janet Reno ran one of those. A lot of sheriff departments get taken over by it. So the point is that it's not the sexual preference, folks. It's that the weird variant of some of those type of people always does this. Now, I'm done ranting. Watson, you know, Lou Rockwell picked it up. A lot of other sites picked it up. We're thankful. Everybody needs to get Watson's press release. He's going to put back out today and get it and send it to everyone. And, Paul, you should add, like I said, just some news blurbs like, you know, where the scientists said it causes cancer and then the cancer clusters and then, you know, Boston Herald or Boston Globe. I know it was in both or Associated Press. So just hand that out and then the website URL or a QR code. We'll add that later to the flyer so people can go check it and find out we're not lying. And plus, the TSA agents are rebelling and saying they can't even find people dumb enough now to be around the machines. And we knew that was the breaking point. They couldn't find people evil or dumb enough to live in the microwave ovens all day. And so that's why they're starting to pull them out. And if we beat them on this, we beat them on everything. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. You know about that. Okay? And we're at the tipping point right now. That's why the enemy is throwing everything at us right now. We're going to win if you put out an effort. And so, again, he also has some breaking news, big breaking news. We conducted a national poll. That will be out about 45 minutes into the hour here in about 30 minutes. We had to get approval. Yes, how you do it from Harris. from these big polling agencies. They have to see how you present their polling data. They certify you presented it right. We've been green-lighted, and I'm sure this will be a drudge plump at the Mighty Drudge Report, because it is breaking news. Wait till you hear this breaking news. All right, Paul, I'm chomping at the bit. My friend, a host of InfoWars Nightly News, great researcher, all-star info warrior. I know you don't like to be praised, but you are absolutely awesome, just like McBreen and others. The whole crew is just incredible. Paul, tell us about the opt-out film day, and then give us a little forte of what's coming up in the big news release.
Well, the URL is infowars.com/opt-out. And what this is it's designed to be part of what you've talked about many times before, which is a new civil rights movement for the 21st century. Because, you know, we keep hearing people talk about this fiscal cliff, when in fact we've already fallen off the freedom cliff, and we're already desperately trying to inflate our parachute, because most of our freedoms are gone. And if we don't take a stand now, they're all going to be gone. That's going to be at the end of it. You know, it's like that Reagan speech where he said, a time for choosing. You know, if we lose freedom here, there's no place to run to. America's the last stand on earth. If it goes there, it goes everywhere. So it's November 19 to 26. That's the week when we're asking everybody who cares about their freedom, who is traveling, or even if they're not traveling, as he said, they can hand out the flyers. There's already one flyer up there. We're going to make more. And rather than being part of the problem, they can be part of the solution in making a stand for dignity. Because if we don't stop this now, and this poll emphasizes the fact, it's going to be a very dark place in 5-10 years' time. Because, Alex, 30% or about a third of American adults would probably willingly march into a concentration camp with a smile on their face. That's how bad it's got. I mean,
Tell people briefly about the Harris poll.
Well, we asked people, it was all based off this South Park episode that gave me the idea, because they satirized it as, you know, would the TSA next be in restaurant restrooms conducting anal probes of people visiting restaurants?
Let me look inside you.
Yeah, so it was a big joke, and I put it out as a satire piece on YouTube, and a lot of people believed that it was an actual news story that the TSA
was now. They wanted to be probed, yes.
Yeah, so that completely shocked me. So it gave us the idea for the poll. So basically, we commissioned a poll with Harris, and they asked over 2,000 Americans 5 questions about the TSA, one of which was, would you be willing to undergo a TSA body cavity search in order to fly? Now, bear in mind, a body cavity search is the very worst intrusive search. They do it to dangerous prisoners going into jail. And I'm not going to explain the details because it's disgusting.
Yeah, they only do it in high security generally, and up to maximum. You only get it going into lower security, because I went and looked it up, when you're first being brought into your prison term. It is unbelievable.
So one third of Americans would be willing to undergo a body cavity search in order to fly. So they'd be willing to go into a back room or even in public with a TSA agent, have them perform that duty in order to fly. One third of Americans. I thought it'd be about 10% max. It's 30%.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, do you remember when you had the idea a few weeks ago to do the poll? I said, I bet 30%. And we had an argument about that. Do you remember me saying 30% will go for it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought 10% max.
Well, you know why? It's always 30%. 30% is just always will do anything they're told. They just love it.
But it gets even worse, because then we asked if it was reasonable or unreasonable for anybody to have to obey a law, obey a command given by a TSA agent, not only in an airport, but any public place. So this basically makes a TSA agent God. He can tell you to wash his car if he wants to. To obey any command given by a TSA agent, is that reasonable or unreasonable to pass a law to make that the case? 57% of Americans said it was completely or somewhat reasonable that TSA agents should be given the power to have Americans obey their every command.
That's only 2 of the questions, though. You've got 4 more little juicies, including taser bracelets.
Oh, yeah. Even more Americans, 35%, would be willing to accept a taser bracelet, which would give them an electric shock performed by, you know, TSA agent or an airline staff member, if they were accused of being a terrorist, to incapacitate them. 35% would accept that.
And obviously you're going to have an addendum article under it showing they really are planning the tasers and stuff, right? Or is that in your article?
That's in the article, yeah.
Okay. Approved by Harris as well. We had to get approval before you use it. So that's coming up. Stay there. More on National Opt-Out Day. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Okay, folks, coming up, we're going to have a week-long opt-out period out of the microwave oven. And, of course, a couple years ago, people had the idea to do this. We got behind it with others, former Congressman Bob Barr, Ron Paul, and others, and it became a big deal. And now everyone started saying, I opt out. So TSA started saying, okay, you're allowed to opt out. Because people were just saying no. And then you educate them about the radiation, I want to create like some factoid blurbs out of newspapers and, you know, the newspaper, the date that it was there, maybe five or six quotes, which then when they tell you that the radiation isn't going to hurt you in the new machines, you just hand them the paper. So we need to add that. And I wanted some banners a month ago when we first pushed this up, but I don't think that ever happened or materialized. That's how they were made. So, Paul, you need to make maybe Infowars.com/TSA. In fact, I'll tell the IT guys to do that if you're unable to make that URL, but I think you can as a permanent page. And then we can just have your article with the flyer and all the info right there in one spot. And you can also add at the bottom of the article you're about to publish on the poll link to the original article. Can we put that article up for people to find out about the opt-out campaign, the one you were showing earlier, Dan? Paul, give us the headline on that so people can search it themselves and find it.
Well, it's Infowars.com/opt-out. The headline is New National Anti-TSA Campaign, Opt-Out and Film Week. And I've just posted it in featured news on Infowars, so it's right there at the top.
All right, folks, retweet it. This is an action alert. We're going to beat this together. We're already forcing them to take the high-powered x-rays out and put in the microwave ovens instead. We're going to expose those. Paul, great job. Finish up with the we'll cover this, obviously, as it happens. And we're doing this for a week. Give people the date again.
It's November 19th to 26th. It's about opting out of the naked body scanners, opting out of the ridiculous obedience training policies, handing out flyers, filming the security procedures, as long as you don't interrupt with them. The TSA's own website says it's fine to do that. Upload your clip to YouTube, send it to the email that's on this Infowars.com/opt-out page, and we're gonna generate massive media attention, just like the 2010 campaign did. And we're going to try and change things for good. This is not a one-time protest. This is about a whole new civil rights movement for the 21st century, and it's just the first shot in that battle.
Well done. And I just love the initiative. You had this idea to kick this back off since no one's done it. And you had the idea to do the national poll. Let's finish up with tell people about the other. Go through all six of the questions. Then you're going to go off the show. Mike Adams is going to come in and you're going to publish the big article.
Well, there were five questions. The other one was if they're a Democrat or Republican. And funnily enough, in some cases, the Republicans are more willing to accept this kind of stuff. They were more willing to accept the electric shock bracelet, for example. But the other question was, basically, considering the threat posed by terrorists, is it acceptable for the TSA to touch your genitals, which you know they're already doing as part of their policy? So 35% of American adults found it completely or somewhat acceptable for the TSA to be touching their genitals. 65% didn't. But then if you drill down into the actual figures, 12% to 9% Republicans to Democrats were likely to find it completely acceptable. So about more than 1 in 10 Republicans like the fact that the TSA is touching their genitals, and overall 35% find it acceptable. So that was one of the other questions. And then the other one was, is the TSA doing a good job? Which, of course, there was a Gallup poll recently which found that a slim majority thought they were doing a good job. Our poll found that 77% of Americans thought the TSA was doing an excellent, good, or fair job. Most of them are in the middle. They say fair job. 23% of Americans thought the TSA was doing a not very good job or a bad job. But the thing about it is only 9% thought the TSA was doing a bad job.
Yeah, well, that's because of who these polls poll. See, it's all, I mean, they inherently use landlines, and it's mainly only really old ladies that like to go on the phone and talk on a landline. I've looked at the demographics. So really old ladies and people on welfare. And by and large, they just like to say whatever goes along to get along.
Well, actually, they did a cross spread of ages, so this is everybody.
Really?
It's even more frightening. Because they gave a breakdown where they said that, you know, you got 18 to 35 and the ages kept going up. And actually, I found in a lot of the questions, the young people were more likely to support this kind of stuff.
Well, that shows I'm wrong. I mean, a lot of these polls, they end up going after old folks that they find are more compliant in certain demographics. But I know Harris is very respected. That's why we used him. And, wow, so 10% love their slavery. Funny, I can go out on the street and almost everybody I talk to doesn't like the TSA. I know the Texas State House doesn't. They unanimously voted to stop the groping.
Well, it's interesting. When they poll frequent flyers, they always say they hate the TSA. So I guess a lot of people just don't fly. or, you know, they love being slaves, basically.
When is the article going up at prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com?
It's going up in about 10 minutes.
All right, everybody, get it out to everybody, and get the national opt-out situation flyer.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Announcing, guess what? He's going to stay on now. He was going to leave, but hey, he's going to stay on. Also up at Infowars.com, another front yard garden deemed illegal. Even though there's no law, you don't trust people that grow plants. Globalists pull out all the stops to grab guns after Obama victory. They're announcing, and then they're on CNN. They want to ban all the semi-autos physically. Dianne Feinstein's announced they want physical turn-in. We have all of it proven, but you heard a guy with talking points earlier saying I was crazy and laughing and saying conspiracy theory. You know what? I am crazy. Crazy like a fox, bub. And you're right. We're going to beat you. You're not going to get our guns. So you think you're powerful because you're part of the system. You should be the only one that's allowed to have a gun. Well, think again. So those articles are all up there. Obama continues to wage aggressive war on whistleblowers to protect a secret drone war. Yeah, let's arrest people that legally blow the whistle. That's just more of the... that woman, when she called in earlier, and people missed it, she said... we've got to re-air that call tomorrow if we have time. She said, Your guy lost. My guy lost. I said it'd be good if folks voted for Romney only because his rhetoric was better when it came to being pro-gun, anti-abortion, things like that, from my view. But I know he's a New World Order. The thing is, you're such chumps. Now, Mike Adams is doing the nightly news tonight, but he's going to throw it to me a couple times, too, because I'm going to do a report where the UN says they want to ban your guns and where Obama has said it. I'm going to get that together for that fellow. I showed him some news articles, ABC News saying it, but we're going to show you a bunch with that guy saying I was a liar or crazy. Just to illustrate how these people operate. And then we're going to also do a report on aspartame is in almost all the gum now. And Melissa Melton did a report on one company doing it. Why not show them all? So she's going to be in there with me as well. Going to Mike Adams in a moment to give you kind of a little preview of what's coming up tonight. Briefly, Watson, finish up the point. You had a few other points to make. It's Infowars.com/opt-outs. You guys are one step ahead of me. There is a URL. Twitter it out to everybody. It's already got flyers. We're going to put up more flyers about both types of machines giving you cancer. And it's the 19th to the 26th during that key travel time. Even if you hand out five of these flyers, like, hey, check this out, sir, or hand it to the TSA, it'll have a huge effect on them. And we're going to exercise our right to film them as well. They lie and say it's the law that you can't when their own sites force them to admit that it's the law that you can film them. So, Watson, what was the other point you were going to make?
Well, just the fact that if Americans can be convinced through, you know, obedience training to put up with this level of intrusion, they'll accept anything. And another thing is, you know, the people who say, oh, let's just boycott the airlines. Well, that's part of the problem. That's not part of the solution. They're sacrificing the right to mobility as a substitute for the right to privacy and to be treated with dignity. So we shouldn't have to trade one for the other.
Plus, they admit it's a beachhead dog training facility to normalize the criminal activity to roll out nationwide, which has already begun.
Exactly. And I mean, trading one for the other is just a losing strategy. You're going to keep doing that later on down the line. So you can only win by standing up and saying enough is enough. And the people who've done that have helped push back some of these invasive TSA policies. And of course, the TSA aren't just in airports. They're everywhere. Prom nights, music concerts, subways, bus stations, everywhere. They're spreading everywhere. And, you know, boycotting the airlines is not going to solve it. That's part of the problem, not the solution.
Well, well articulated, the new civil rights movement, the real civil rights movement, they got us all fighting with each other while we're all losing our liberties. That's the real issue. Find out more at Infowars.com/opt-out. We've done that for Prison Planet, too, PrisonPlanet.com/opt-out, because whatever we do for Infowars, we do for Prison Planet. So great job, Paul Watson. 10 minutes from now, our big Harris poll, where people say they want proctology exams, electroshock, everything. Unbelievable. That'll be red linked at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there he goes. By the way, we're going to premiere this film. If people want the DVD, that's great. That supports us. Plus, you have a hard copy in the higher res, plus the expanded extras on from the world expert on securing your home, the best-selling author of The Secure Home, Joel Skousen. Marine Corps fighter pilot, anti-New World Order best-selling author, strategic relocation expert. I've actually used his advice in a lot of what I've done. It is second to none. And integrated in with James Leslie Rawls and others' information. We sell his books, too. But you can get the new film with myself and Joel Skousen, the incredible graphics and breakdown at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can get strategic relocation and the secure home, all of it right there. And there's inexpensive plans. There's expensive plans. It's not about just running to the country. It's about the city you live in, the best escape routes, roads people don't really know about, don't use, the main threats you're going to face, what countries are safer. He says the U.S. is probably best. If the world's so bad, it's kind of, you've learned that, Mike Adams, living in other countries. Joel's lived all over the world, Africa, Latin America, Asia. He really gives you a brain trust. And we're going to premiere it tonight for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. So after the hour-long nightly news, we're going to have the film premiere tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you are not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, what are you waiting for? Your 15 cents a day gives you six memberships. Six people can use the same username and passcode. And you know what? Our servers have been working so good. Used to, we couldn't do more than that. We had problems. I want it boosted to 10. It's now 10 memberships. We're going to change it today. 10 memberships for a $5.95 a month. I don't know what that comes out to, but that's like 50 cents, 59 cents per person per membership, and just make a username and passcode that isn't the code to your bank safe or whatever. Make one up and then give it as an e-card. Hey, here's your gift. I gave you one to PrisonPlanet.tv. And with zombies out there, friends and family, a lot of them won't even go look. So those that want to look will. You'll know if too many have used it because you'll go and sign up and it won't let you, sign in while, 10 other people are on. But then you just go get another membership if that really starts happening. That's what you want. So we're going to 10. We're going to 10. So that's less than a dollar per membership, 50-something cents per membership. 59 cents. I have to ask Mike Adams, no basic arithmetic. I'm public school educated. The point is, Mike's here to help me, the human computer. The point is, 59, I wouldn't even plan on this till just now. I just realized, wait, the servers are a lot better now. Because it's had problems over its, 10 years or so of PrisonPlanet.tv, and we appreciate you all being with us. But it's now world-class, thanks to the great IT crew. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day for 10 memberships. And we can change that right now. So we're turning it up to 10 memberships. You make the username and passcode. You then send an e-card saying, here's your username and passcode. Here it is. Boom. 2 seconds to log in. Takes about a minute to sign up. No excuse. And that money that comes in pays for the bandwidth. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to premiere that tonight. We're going to premiere it tonight. You can tell I got a lot more energy, folks, and I'm wound up because we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, they're announcing they're coming after our guns. They're turning off the power plants. They're shutting down the gardens. I mean, and so I'm getting in combat mode right now, and so is everybody else. And I just found endless wells of energy. I was getting pretty burnt out, but now the war's gone to the next level. I'm ready to open a can of information warfare, you know what. Now, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, the preeminent now researcher out there. He's been that for years, but nobody out there can even rival the amount of people he reaches and the great tireless analysis he engages. And he's going to be hosting the news tonight before strategic relocation premieres. And I'm going to try to shut up here and give you the floor. Break down your take, Mike. I mean, Prop 37 a month ago, as you wrote about it, 2-1 in scientific polls was going to pass that you just have to put on the label as GMO. Just like you got to put on the label if something's an artificial sweetener. They want to change that now, as you know. And now they're saying, no, the people voted almost 60% or whatever it was. You gave us that numbers. I saw it yesterday. To not want to know what's in it. I don't believe that. This is electronic voting machines. Bev Harris, the expert, has confirmed. Most states, they didn't even count votes. They just announced the winner. We've entered a new level of fraud. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with all your contacts and all your moles in and outside of government. What really happened with Prop 37?
Prop 37, it was stolen, Alex. It was stolen through massive deception and fraud that I'll go into. I've got a lot of details for you on that. I just spoke to the Yes on 37 campaign this morning. But first, I've got another big announcement that I know you're going to be interested in. This is a big deal. The coverage of the Hurricane Sandy that we did, I wrote an article about preparedness, and it went viral, and it got picked up by the White House. And they contacted me and wanted me to come on and help promote their new preparedness product. And so I have a prototype with me right here. It's called Obama's Preparedness Kit in a Can. And I want you to shake it, Alex. Shake it. You know what's in this can?
What?
A FEMA-approved can opener. And not only is there a can opener in the can, but after you open the can, and believe me and Obama, are working together on this, and we're trying to get your endorsement, too. But once you open the can, and the can opener can help other people open their cans, and then you can hold it out to beg for supplies from FEMA. It's brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. That is a genius. Let me see that.
I know.
So they give you a can with a can opener. Yeah. You open it, and then you beg for supplies from FEMA. So this is the new Obama phone. He going to do more Obama. Well, Obama.
We decided
Obama.
Not to put phones in there because that would be complicated. And not even to put food.
Is this breaking here right now?
This is breaking news.
Folks, give us a document cam shot of this right over here. This is amazing. Dude, you figured it all out. That is the government. Well, they notice Chris Matthews.
Them figure this
here, guys, document camera right here. I mean, this is absolutely amazing. Chris Matthews said the storm makes you dependent, so he loves it. Michael Moore says it makes you dependent, so he loves it. Mike, this is the White House contacted you, and you came. This is a genius idea. Obama, President Obama's preparedness kit in a single can. All you got to do to give to get this is to give your rights up and your guns up and bend over.
Well, and also look skyward because we're going to airdrop these on crowds. And to save money, you know, to keep the Republicans happy, we're not going to use parachutes or anything. We're just going to have a cargo plane go over and just sort of push these out the back over crowds and protesters and whatever. And that's humanitarian, which is why we really.
Oh, you could even put cluster bombs in it. Well, like when they kill hundreds to kill one innocent person, they call that peace. And you got a peace prize.
No, but we are going to have suicide pills in them. Because some people, the storm is too much stress and they have too much burden on the national infrastructure. So we want to give them an option, a loving option, to eliminate their burden on society. And so, you know, suicide pills are coming.
Did you hear that lady earlier say that I, you know, that ha-ha, your guy lost? She's feeling really, good.
Yeah, well, anyway, I hope your listeners.
No, I think you're. This is. Well, zoom in on that, folks, right there. Yeah. This is exciting, and I notice on the Obama can, it doesn't tell us if it's GMO. That's good.
Well, no, and also, we've already done tests with FEMA. We found out this can hold 47 cookies, so and a little bit of hot chocolate, too, which is what they brought to Hurricane Sandy. So if you – and for holiday storms, Alex, we're going to have religion-neutral, gender-neutral, green and red holiday cookies that FEMA – puts in your can.
Well, wait, if you eat the soy, the GMO soy, it'll make you sterile so you won't be a gender.
Well, that's true. And there's a lining of BPA inside the can to accelerate the development of male breast tissue so that everybody can be a little more equal out there.
Well, the genitals are shrinking in the average Western male. That's a good thing.
TSA sperm counts. Harder, though. They can't really get their job done when everything the target's smaller.
So it makes it more handheld.
It's, you know, it's a hands-on job that they're working with there. But anyway, Obama's preparedness kit in a can. We're looking for your endorsement. So
I endorse it.
All right, good.
I think that's land of the free, home of the brave. It's just a begging can.
It's a begging can. I mean, people, this was a problem in Hershey.
So you go to Chuckie Schumer and you cry, and then he says he's going to deliver it, but then the best part is they never put anything in it.
Well, Alex, the problem was people didn't have anything to beg with. All they had were their hands.
Yeah.
That's not loving. You know?
Mike Adams, you are a genius.
Well, you know.
I like the baby formula you brought in last time that was 70-some percent corn syrup and other sugars.
It was a lot of corn.
Because per CC size, the American-sized brain is not developing now. I think that's good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe that'll fit in the can next when you know, cannibalism.
Well, they've said to make the environment better, they should make humans little. Remember, the scientists have been saying that.
That's true.
It's like you go to the carnival and they've got that pole to see how tall you got to be able to ride on the ride. Now you got to be able to fit in the can or they.
No, you're a genius because the next round after the starvation kicks in from the government price controls, cannibalism in a can. That's the solution.
We'll take the dead bodies and slice them up and put them in there.
Well,
the new Agenda 21 houses are about the size of that can.
You could live in the can. Maybe they're actually dropping housing. You know, Jimmy Carter should get involved. Habitat for Humanity.
Hey, give me my can. You didn't build this. You didn't build this can.
They sent it to me as a prototype.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my, you know, gesture for preparedness right there. And so getting back to Prop 37.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Californians didn't want to have GMO listed. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, so what really happened was the pre-election day vote, the early voting, caused it to fail because Monsanto and the other companies had $45 million to bankroll this campaign of amazing deceptions in the days before.
They sent letters out, I saw, saying, we are the police. Vote no on this.
They impersonated the FDA. That's a felony crime. They fabricated quotes from the FDA and emailed those out, mailed them out physically. But the voting on election day would have passed the measure because by that time more people got informed. So it was the early onslaught of bad, of misleading advertising that caused it to fail.
And then that creates kind of the push-pull thing where, oh, it's failing, so we might as well not go vote. Also, I noticed all over the country, they never even counted the election day stuff. They just said, well, early trended this way, we're announcing the winner.
Yeah, they did that. But the good news in this, Alex, is awareness is sky high, and Washington State now is looking at another ballot measure that would require labeling GMOs. So through your efforts and our efforts and all the grassroots people out there, there were over 10,000 volunteers for this GMO labeling campaign. The massive social media presence. I mean, it was huge. I mean, celebrities and everybody all over the country, cooks and chefs and children, were pro-GMO labeling. But somehow these corporations managed to get 4 million Californians to go to the ballot box and vote that I don't want to know what I'm eating.
Yeah, but the machines have been proven a known fraud.
Of course.
I mean, so I don't believe any of it.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't believe that Californians voted that they didn't want to know if something was GMO.
A lot of people didn't know what it was even about, frankly. They just weren't informed. You know, I mean,
but I saw it in the news where they sent out letters saying we are the police association.
Yes.
And it wasn't even the police association.
No, they impersonated multiple organizations. They created multiple front groups. They pulled every dirty trick in the book. Look, I had.
Well, that's what the UN does, is they create fake NGOs.
Well, one of the key voting areas was just in the Bay Area. And there was a tractor trailer that got turned over and blocked seven lanes of traffic into the voting area. A friend of mine was actually on the highway.
Because they knew San Francisco would push it over the edge.
Yes, and he almost got arrested. He was handcuffed and marched off the highway for taking pictures of this tractor trailer rig that was turned over to block all seven lanes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I have a photo of it. It's blurry, but it's there.
Incredible. No, that's what they do.
Yeah, they try everything. I mean, there's nothing they won't try. Think about it. These are the companies that created DDT, Agent Orange, every poison.
But it's not just, it's not that they're eugenicists. This is their mission. We're fighting a military force. I'm not just saying that, folks. This is military precision.
Well, that's why we need more preparedness kit in a can. Is that coming through?
No, it is. I love it.
You got to prepare in advance, folks. This is the answer.
This is this is your begging can. This is the birthright of all Americans, is to put a can out. We'll be right back with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
You know, it's it's really hard to end the show. I'm going to have to go into overdrive to talk to Reese in Tennessee, an Obama supporter listening on WMQM 1600. Obama supporters, though, don't worry. You're going to be on every day, okay? We want to talk to you. I don't know why I haven't done this more often. It's very entertaining, and I don't mean to be mean. I love hearing how I love Romney from him. Mike Adams, you know, by the way, the provocation right on time. First on CNN, Iran jet fires on U.S. drone, international waters. Barbara Starr, an Iranian Su-25 fighter jets fired on an unarmed U.S. Air Force Predator drone in the Persian Gulf last week. CNN has learned, oh my gosh. And notice the economy's plunging right now. They're announcing their gun control, their victim disarmament. They're announcing shutting down the power plants. I mean, we're now got Obama and the Fast and Furious crew for 4 years not facing reelection. It is hammer time.
It's clear they think they have a mandate now to continue their gang criminality. And, you know, I'm really concerned about this UN small arms treaty. I'm concerned about Senator Feinstein saying that she wants now national legislation to turn in all your firearms.
It says we're not going to ban. She's saying we're not going to ban the sale. You're going to turn them into, quote, authorities. Mainstream news.
Yeah, I think her slogan should be, we shouldn't have firearms on the street when you need them most. You know, right after Hurricane Sandy. How are these people supposed to protect themselves from the looters?
When the cops see people on the news with their bows and arrows, they go and find them and arrest them. It's like, you will not protect yourself.
It's absolutely insane. Look, you know, here in Texas, I talk to people all over the place, farmers, ranchers, people out there. Every one of them says to me, I mean, people that come over to do work on my property, for example, you know, plumber, electrician.
These aren't even listeners.
No, they're not listeners, and they don't even know who I am.
They're committed, aren't they?
They all tell me that.
And they're sad about it. They're sad about it, but they're ready for war.
Well, in a sense, they really are. They're just saying no one is going to come to Texas and take our guns. And they start describing to me what they own, what they have. And they're set.
And let's say if just a few percentage people fight back, it's over. But the globalists want Absolutely. That. They want to start a civil war.
Well, that's the thing.
They're going to bring us into a depression. You notice right after he gets elected, the very banks that put him in, quote, oh, they voted. The big banks don't like Obama. No. This is part of the plan so they can push the VAT and the carbon tax, which they're saying, give us taxes and we'll fix the economy.
Oh, it's incredible. But what's also clear is the Fed is going to keep creating money to buy the debt, which is going to put us into a cycle of currency devaluation and price inflation. And you know what's going to happen. Obama's going to kick in price controls. Sooner or later, and the price controls will cause widespread shortages of food nationwide,
which is even better
to riots.
And then you'll get it from exactly. And this is a plan, the IMF World Bank plan.
Yeah.
Stiglitz, when he left 10 years ago, the plan got they do this in countries. They've got a whole plan.
Yes.
And they roll it out, and if it works, they're going to do it.
And that's the excuse for martial law. And then martial law is the cover for mass genocide under what I'm calling Obamianism. And I think I've heard that word on your show.
Obamianism.
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 Yeah, Obamianism. And if you look at, for example, the Cultural Revolution in China in 1966, I believe.
The Obamianism Revolution.
Well, and they use it for mass genocide.
Well, they do it everywhere.
Yeah, it's history.
Tell us about it.
Well, they target the groups that are political enemies. They target farmers. They target, in China, academics. They target scientists sometimes.
Anyone who's smart.
Yeah.
They know if you know how to dig a well and how to, that you're not an idiot. They know if you live in the real world, you're the enemy. If you're an old Bumbles, Obamanoid, moron sheep, you're going to be given a machine gun and stomp women's brains out.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, search for the Chinese Cultural Revolution and read about that, because that is what I see Obama putting into place in America.
And again, Mao was actually funded by the bankers, just like Obama is.
Well, of course.
Obamianism. Yeah. No, that's what they plan here.
Yeah, that was under.
Folks, you're going to get, like I've said, a cultural revolution style takedown. They're going to try. They're coming. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. You're going to cover this in detail. 7 o'clock tonight. Mike Adams, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.